for this particular moment that we grant from you, to hear from you, from your word. I pray for myself and pray for the congregation. Come and take control among us from the beginning to the end of this particular moment. We want to be blessed through your word. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning, church. We thank God so much for this opportunity that we have granted from Him. Today, it's a big and good day to Gomaville. We are going to baptize 29 people. Yes, 29 people who have given their lives to Christ, so it's a huge number. So we have to appreciate the Lord and clap again for Him for what we've done to Him. So thank you so much for people who have invested their energy to preach the word of God to these people so that they decided to believe and trust in Christ, and then today they are going to be baptized. This morning our topic is witnessing for Christ is my responsibility. Witnessing for Christ is my responsibility. I should say, witnessing for Christ is my responsibility, is your responsibility, is our responsibilities. Let me say this. Since we have received Christ as our Savior, I should even say that is our task, because the Lord did the same. This morning we are going to read in Luke chapter 4 from 14 to 22. Luke chapter 4 from 14 to 22. And that is the word of God that we are going to listen for this morning. Luke chapter 4, 14 to 22. Let's read the word of God. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue as was his custom. He stood up to read, and his scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolled it, he found the place where it's written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying unto them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well on him, and were amazed of the gracious word that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked. That is the word of God. Amen. As I said, our topic today is witnessing for Christ is my responsibility. It's my responsibility because the Lord has saved me. It's my responsibility because the Lord created me. He given me power. He given me resources. He given me opportunities to preach the word of God. He gives me life. He given me even space where I can make it. It's my responsibility, but I have to know how to make it. I've only three things that I want to suggest to you on how we can be witnessing for Christ in this world and make it our responsibility. Number one, in order to be a witness of Christ and take it as our responsibility, The first thing we have to do is to make sure the Spirit of God is upon us. So in order to be a witness of Christ, number one, make sure the Spirit of God is upon you. Amen. The Holy Spirit is upon us. Led by Him, you obey to Him, you have compassion toward those people who are still in sins. To make sure the Holy Spirit is leading you and anointed you and guided you in whatever you are going to do in your life. This will help you to make sure you are doing the work of witnessing for Christ, because the Spirit of Lord is the one who that can lead people to do the work according to the Lord's mission. And that's our first thing. But the big question you should ask yourself, am I led by the Holy Spirit in my life? Am I obeying to the Word of God, to the Spirit of God in my mission? Am I doing what the Spirit is asking me to do? In order to be filled by the Holy Spirit, number one, you have to make sure the scriptures are in your life. You are reading and practicing what the scriptures are telling to you. And that is the first idea according to what I've been telling to you to be a witness of Christ. Make sure the Spirit of God is upon you. Those people who do not have the Spirit of God in them, for them to witness for Christ is not their responsibility. They can even witness or no. It's not their problem, because the Spirit of Lord is not working in them. Those people who have the Spirit of God in them, they have the first responsibility to preach the Word of God around the world. And that's what Jesus did. On verse 18, he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me." That is his conviction. The Spirit of God is on me, is upon me. I am filled of the Holy Spirit. I am filled of the scriptures. And that helped me to be a witness of Christ. Brothers and sisters, is the Spirit of God in you? Are you filled of the Holy Spirit? Are you led by the Holy Spirit? Are you obeying the Word of God? That will make you a witness of Christ. Number two, make sure you have a target or a focus. Apart of being full of the Holy Spirit, number two, you have to make sure you have a focus. What was the focus for Jesus? The Bible says, good news to poor. That was his first focus, poor. What are people who are poor? It's those who do not have resources. No, it's those people who need to be saved. It's those people who feel like without Jesus, they are empty. They are nothing without Jesus. These people are poor. And we have a big number of people around the world who are poor, who are waiting for the Word of God, but they do not have people to come and bring them the Word of God. This should be our first focus, the poor people, these people who need Christ in them. But also, maybe we have also people who are poor from resources, financial resources. That also is our focus. Focus number two, for Jesus. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to prisoners. Prisoners was the focus number two for Jesus. He knew that prisoners has difficulties and challenges, so that Jesus come to release them from prison, to release them from jail. And today we have many people who are jailed through sins, and we have to come and go through these people to help them to be released from the jail that are handling them. And the focus number three is people who are blind, those who do not see, those people who are oppressed, those people who do not know how to do in terms of their blindness.
And these three focus for Jesus was so important. And we have still have this kind of people today. We have poor people, we have prisoners, we have blind people. This is our responsibility to go and tell the good news to these people so that they may see, so that they may be set free, so that they may have salvation that they are in need. Brothers and sisters, this is very important in our lives, and the Lord will help us. The things number three we have to do is to make sure we have a mission. Make sure you have a mission. The mission for Jesus was to proclaim good news. And what is good news? The good news is that Jesus is our Savior. The good news is that Jesus has come to save the world. The good news is that Jesus wants to save all the humanity. The good news is that Jesus is the solution. The good news is that Jesus is the love of God that has been shown around the world. So we have to tell to these people that Jesus loved them. We have to tell them that Jesus is the solution to all their problems. We have to tell them that Jesus has come to give them salvation and eternal life so that people may be connected to Him. And to be connected to Him means to have eternal life. These are things that we have to know, brothers and sisters, for this morning. Number one, make sure the Spirit of God is upon you. Number two, make sure you have a focus. Number three, make sure you have a mission. What is your mission, brothers and sisters? Our mission, our responsibility, our priorities as believers should be to spread the word of God around the world like what our Jesus, our Savior, did. And through this, He was able to go around the world to proclaim the word of God. But today, our responsibility, our priorities, it's our works. Our priorities is money. Our priorities is to go and take beer. Our responsibility is to do other things. Today, brothers and sisters, our responsibilities should be to witness for Christ, because He's coming to take the church, and we should do this according to the power, resources, everything that He has given to us. But we have to make sure the Spirit of God is upon us. Make sure you have a focus. Make sure you have a mission. May the Lord bless His word. Amen.
Amen.